Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Comedian's Tea Party. And this week I have Brennan Reese, the fantastic, what a lovely bloke. I'd not really spoken to him much before this, and it was just a really, really, really enjoyable chat. I had a lot of fun talking to him, so that's really nice. And hopefully that comes across. We talk about a lot of nonsense, and it's very good fun. He teaches me some very important tea drinking secrets, so it's worth keeping your ear out and learning about that. There's also guest appearances from his girlfriend and his dad and his dog. So busy podcast, which was very amusing, especially considering his girlfriend is potentially a hologram. We talk about his fear of the sea, based on almost getting lost in a riptide, and he also admits that he'd be kind enough to tell his friend's family if his friend died in the sea, which is very polite. I also wonder if part of his fear of the sea is related to the vessel, and if you don't know what it is, keep listening, you'll find out. I started a new tea emergency question in this episode, which confirms that farts are indeed funny, so looking forward to seeing how that pans out in the next few episodes as well, because my fiance disagrees, but I don't. I think they're hilarious. There's a little bit at the very start that I should point out. I'm referring to the camera. When you hear that, that will make sense. I'm talking about pointing a camera somewhere, and that's what I'm referring to, because I don't actually mention what it is. I also leave a couple of bits in during the whole thing that I think were just worth leaving in because they're really funny. So stick around until the end. We've got a couple of plugs for a couple of things here and there. Talk a little bit about his career and how he may or may not be an actor anymore. So with that in mind, I won't hang around. It's a very fun episode. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I've also recorded another episode with Joz Norris. I've already recorded that. That will be out next week, which is particularly promoting some work that he's doing. So yeah, there's a lot of fun there. So there's a couple of episodes coming real soon, this one included. This is already here. You're welcome. So speaking of, enjoy the podcast. We're there. We're in. It's good. I look like I was going to point that down towards my crotch then. Considering just before this,
it'd be a brave move in the week that everyone seems to have had.
Oh yeah, it's especially following just before this call starting, you sent me a GIF that said you loved me, which is a very bold move indeed. But I'm bowled over. How are you?
All right, thanks. Yeah. Doing things like this is quite nice because it breaks up the fact that it's literally the same day again and again and again and again.
Yes. Yeah, it's very much... Well, it's not quite Groundhog Day because, I mean, it was raining yesterday, so...
Yeah. That's and funny. I'm renovating a house, but it just feels like, do you know, some day, like, as you can probably see here, but, like, some days you're like, this is great, and then some days you're like, God.
Yeah.
I'd rather live at my mum's.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like an endless, just literally an endless task that's just grim.
Whereabouts are you, by the way?
Southend-ish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're in, I mean, I should know, I sent you tea bags.
I'm in Manchester, but I'm just outside, so I'm in, like, Saddleworth, where the Saddleworth Moors are, Moors, Lancashire Yorkshire Moors.
Oh, okay. I don't know the area too well, but...
It's basically where... It's only famous because that's where the Moors murderers did all that killing.
I mean, anytime I hear Moors, I assume either a giant cat or murders, so...
Yeah. That's it.
Nice. Right, now, I should start this properly. This will all stay in, don't worry. Like, that,
great.
Yeah, they all start like this. It's generally a bit of chat, and then I remember that I've not started properly, so I'll... I'll do the intro. So, hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Comedian's Tea Party with Si Deaves. With me, Si Deaves, and my guest this week is Brennan Reese.
Hello. Is this my bit where I go hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes... I just realised I've turned this on, but I've not... It doesn't matter. There's no battery. Right. That's just the backup recording in case this all goes wrong. But if this all goes wrong, then we'll do it again.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah.
Like, in the way that everything is... nothing matters. So like, if it goes wrong, we'll just go, we'll just do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or like that, that's the way that anything is. Like, I guess lots of comedians, and I imagine yourself, have been doing like these Zoom gigs, and you do them and you go, it don't matter, does it? Instead of like driving home from Nottingham and like livid, where you're like, oh, it was rubbish. You're like, it don't matter.
Yeah. Also, like, I mean, I've not actually done any Zoom gigs because I can't bring myself to do it.
And they're quite something, but yeah. I don't think they're good for the soul.
No. Well, there was a period in the middle where, like, I'd just written a bunch of new stuff, and I thought, I want to do a gig. Like, I need to do this. And then I didn't do a gig, and now I've gone back to the point of thinking, I don't want to. So it sort of worked out.
Yeah, I think those first few gigs back, when life actually is allowed to begin again,
yeah,
are going to be weird. They're going to be ropey.
Oh,
because you're also
so
going to get like comedians who haven't written a joke in 20 years being like, oh God, London 2012 Olympics. And people be going, doesn't matter anymore. What are you talking about?
Well, that's the thing. Like, anything that existed before that was previously topical, like, this is such a big pause on life that you can't revisit it now. It's just, forget all of that. Like, if you did anything that was remotely topical before, you can't do it anymore.
And also, comedians can't start by going, so I was at this gig a few weeks ago. He's like, no, you weren't. No one was.
Yeah.
You're either in a queue for Primark or you were sat at home.
Yeah. Yeah. You know full well that you were in your bedroom crying. So.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to kid? I'm just looking forward to the conversations for MCs. Of just like, hey, so what you been up to? Oh, right. Yeah. Nothing.
Because I did a gig the night of the lockdown.
Oh, really?
So we sort of knew it was happening.
Yeah.
And it was basically going, right, well, you all better enjoy yourselves because this is going to be proper, innit? And it was honestly one of the best gigs. The atmosphere was exciting because everyone was like, ooh, what's going to happen? And it was brilliant.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. Last episode, I had, do you know El Baldinio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The magic man.
That's it, yeah. He went to see Stuart Lee the night of the lockdown. And
God, I bet he got out about 2 days after the lockdown was thinking his gigs are so long.
Yeah, but like he said that was weird, but apparently he was sort of playing it like it wasn't a normal gig. And he was just like, this is weird. Let's just talk about stuff. But that's a hell of a gig before you lock down, isn't it?
Yeah, I bet it felt a bit like the last day of school, you know, before the 6 week holidays where you get to bring a game or dress in your own clothes.
Yeah. Oh, man, I miss that. I feel like...
I mean, you can do that as an adult. You get to wear whatever you want. And if you want to play a game, you can.
That's a good point. I might do that.
You should.
Yeah, I can.
Go and knock on your friend's house and see if they're playing out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw stones at their window rather than...
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I've just bought a kayak, so I might...
Wow.
Yeah, well, I say that. My fiancé bought me a kayak for my birthday.
That's a good present, isn't it?
I've wanted one for years. And like, I'm a bit weird with like, presents. Like, I want them on time. Like, I want to open stuff on my birthday.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm not up for these. Like, my nephew, who's 13, so he's obsessed with, like, brands and stuff like that, any 13-year-old is... He got some trainers the other day that were like £105, which is too much for any trainers.
Yeah.
And what are we in now? June. His birthday's not till September. And I think.
Is it July?
What a waste. It's July. Yeah. It's July today. What a waste of time.
Yeah.
And also, what a waste of excitement as well, because he's going to forget about that by the time September comes around.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my birthday is the end of this month. But I'd been talking about getting a kayak for so long, and then a couple of my friends bought kayaks. So like, one of them got a kayak for Christmas. They started using it. I'm like, I'm going to get a kayak. I'm just going to do it. And my fiance kept saying to me, "Do you want an early birthday present?" And I'm like, "No, I don't. I want to wait." She's like,
"Yeah.
Do you want an early birthday present?" No, I don't want one. Oh, what kayak shall I get? And she's like, "I'm going to get you a kayak." Okay, I'll have an early birthday present. Thank you.
She didn't really have an option, and also because the weather has been pretty good.
Yeah.
I imagine you're going to get more use out of it than at the end of July.
Yeah, probably. I think the weather will probably be okay until mid-September.
Have you, like, kayaked? Is it just a thing where you go, oh, quite like fancy kayaking? Or have you gone, do you know what? I mean, like, have you done it before?
I did it when I was in year six of school, so...
And you've wanted a kayak for that long?
Yeah, pretty much. I used to own a van, which I sort of semi-converted into a surf van. And
great.
Sort of I had a roof rack on top. And like around that time, I was convinced that I wanted a kayak. So I started looking into it and just never got around to it or didn't have the money. And then, yeah, and now I've got a car, so I can't fit a kayak in it. So I've got an inflatable kayak.
Oh, it's inflatable.
Yeah. It's good. It's really cool.
I bet it is. There was one actually when I, so the house that I've moved into, I bought it about 6 months ago at an auction. I never recommend it. So you get to have one quick look around, and in the garage was a kayak.
Oh.
But you meant to get everything. That's not the reason I bought the house. But there's, you meant to get everything that you see. And the bloody guy had pissed off for the kayak.
Ah, bastard.
Could have given you that. You could have had two kayaks.
Oh, man. That would have been glorious. Does Manchester have a coast?
No, but it has a lovely canal system.
It has, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so my dad lives on a barge.
Oh, really?
Like, when my mum and dad split up a couple of years ago, he always, like, I think since he was in his 20s, he's always wanted a barge, and he thought, right, well, I'm not going to get the house, so maybe I'll go and live on a barge.
Yeah.
So we don't go on it that often, but the other day we went on it, just to take it for a little spin. Spin the word for a drive?
I get, no, you can take it for a spin.
Sail? I don't know what you...
Certainly the rotors spin, don't they? So.
Yeah, we moved the barge from one place to another, and there was a man kayaking, and he was from somewhere like Devon. And he just thought, during lockdown, he's just going to kayak his way through the British Canal system.
No way. So he's just working his way up?
Yeah. And he was going, oh, just do it when I've got some spare time. He said, I'm in bands, but like the festival season's not happening. Very like hippie-ish, long-haired man.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he does. Does he get out and stay in a hotel? I think he had a tent with him, actually.
Really?
And I think, do you know what? What a lovely, if you've got nothing to do, what a lovely way to spend a few weeks.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. Oh, man.
He had one of those wooden ones, and then he had one thing, like a...
Oh, right.
One paddle, yeah.
Yeah, like a canoe.
So are you going to go out with, like, your mates on the kayak, or would you go on your own?
Well, I've done both so far. Well, I went... So it's a two-man kayak, and I went out with my friend the other day, but then another friend of mine has got a one-man kayak, and you can turn my two-man kayak into a one-man kayak. So we both went out on one-man kayaks.
Great.
So yeah,
like a little gang.
Yeah.
And where do you go? Do you go out on the coast into the sea?
Yeah. Just around Southend.
Is it not a bit dangerous?
No, not really. You get jet skiers that are a bit of a nuisance because they go quite fast. But other than that,
because I'm a bit scared of this. I didn't used to be, and then I went to go and do some gigs in Australia just before the lockdown, maybe February time, March, and one of my friends lives out there, and I went in. I basically got caught in a riptide and I didn't know they exist.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a very good swimmer. So I just swam against it and luckily I got out of it. But I thought I was going to, literally, because I was swimming for about a minute or so.
Yeah,
I thought,
yeah.
I'm probably going to die, I reckon. It's a really weird feeling to have where you go, oh, fuck, I'm going to die now.
Yeah. Oh, this is all over.
Yeah. I just never knew they existed and you're meant to let it carry you out. But I just kept swimming against it.
Yeah.
But that's how most people die, because of exhaustion.
Yeah, that's it. I've almost been caught in them because I surf a little bit and not well, but sort of I've been in parts of water where I've been paddling. And then if I put my legs in or whatever, like I just sort of try and relax and I feel myself going, like getting dragged out. I just think, oh,
yeah, it feels
shit.
Like the top half of your body and the bottom half of your body get stretched.
Yeah.
Stretched out. And I'm not joking. The what wasn't deep. It was up to my waist, and I was thinking, fucking hell. And my friend was just, I just saw the, because I was swimming for a while, and I just saw a face just go from like funny to, oh God, I'm going to have to tell his mum.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Not so, recommended.
No. I mean, in that scenario, would you tell their family or would you run and hide?
Oh, that's a good one. I think, well, I know her family, so I'd probably have to say something.
Yeah,
because they were over there as well, so they'd be like, where is she? And I'd be like, well, sit down. I've got something to tell you.
Yeah,
and then just a pair of her flip-flops, just like, she wanted you to have these.
How did you get those back? Is that why she couldn't swim back?
Well, he's swimming in flip-flops.
Well, yeah,
they were just by the side,
right? Yeah, I'd be tempted to say that. She said, I hate my family. Tell them I hate them. and yeah. just left.
I go, she's emigrated. She's yeah. gone to the middle of Australia. She's gone in the outback.
Yeah. And that way they still get to think, oh, she's probably died. But like, it's not your fault.
Yeah. It was never my fault. I was just there. I feel like I couldn't help her. She got in and swam. So
yeah.
And I fully would accept that if I would have died in that riptide, one of the few times in my life I would have gone, do you know what? That's my fault.
I knew I shouldn't have done it. Yeah, no, that's fair. It's good to be able to own up to your mistakes.
Yeah, I think I would have just, as I was sinking, I would have just given like sort of a nod to myself, like like a recognition. Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah. But just as you're sinking, you turn around and say, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Now, what tea have you chosen to be drinking?
So you sent me a lovely selection. I've gone for an Earl Grey, but the strong one.
Ah, yeah.
Because there's some fun ones in there, but I thought I'd start with this one because with tea, I like sweet teas.
Okay.
Like really nice tea is how I describe it. Because I was brought up on, obviously like being northern, like a mug, big mug of like sugary tea.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was only a couple of years ago when I'd had anything but a breakfast tea.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm not one of those people who was at, like, uni who would go, I quite fancy a chamomile tea. I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I just thought tea was milky and sugary, like PG Tips, Yorkshire tea, Thai yeah. food, that type of stuff. And then someone was like, oh, try Earl Grey. You can put milk in it, which I have done. Some people would be against that, but I like the one...
That's you've made it quite milky. That's quite surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't like a clear one. So I tried that and I was like, that's all right. And then it was like a gateway drug to a Lady Grey, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so
nice.
It's so good. Like, because it feels kind of healthy, even though it's not. And it's not healthy.
No, I don't think it's unhealthy.
And it's just nice. So I started off with this one and I think it's fine. It's for me, because I'm not one of these people. I don't like olives. I don't like wine. I don't really have that sort of, do you know someone who's like, got a lovely palate?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're only talking about tea, but I think it's too strong. I know it's strong on the packet, but it's too strong.
Yeah, well, was it the last one? I can't remember. On something recently, I did have an Earl Grey, but it was the less strong version.
What are you drinking the tea?
I am, yeah. I've got one from the Clean Tea Company, who are an independent tea brand, and I always like to give them a shout out because they're the only independent brand that have given me tea.
Great.
So good work to them. It's very nice. It's a Moroccan mint gunpowder green.
Well, I take it back. The best tea I've ever had was in Morocco.
Was it really?
Yeah. I went to Morocco about 5 years ago. On my own, on a holiday, because I quite like doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's just quite nice to go away for a week and basically bin the world off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Read some books. I don't really read that often, but read some books and just chill out. And afterwards, after your meal, they bring you like a little tea and like a little fancy, it looks like a sherry glass.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's like a digestive thing, but it was really aromatic, but really sweet.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it. Honest to God, it stuck in my head. I was in a hotel in Agadir, which is weird. Like, the goats stand in the trees.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice.
It's amazing. But yeah, so I just got sort of hooked on this tea. But I've never found it since.
Oh. Do you know what it was?
Just it was delicious, that's all. And you can't really go into a tea shop and be like, so I was in this hotel on my own in Agadir 5 years ago, and I wondered if you've got this tea.
I bet you could. There's tea shops that sort of just specialise in that sort of thing and just go in and say, look, I had a tea in Morocco after dinner, and they'll be like, it was this.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll know, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm going to find it then. It felt like one of my problems with tea is it's very thin, isn't it? Like, obviously it's made up of pretty much water.
Yeah.
But like, do you know how a coffee is very milky and thick?
Yeah, I don't like coffee, so I don't know.
I didn't until, like, I don't like, you know, coffee that, like, granule coffee.
Yeah.
But then I don't know what got me into, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, you've got to go to, like, Monmouth Coffee and, like, I've just got a coffee machine, like an espresso machine.
Yeah.
I just think it's quite nice because it's very thick. But most teas for me are too, like, just a bit thin.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, there's like some black teas, like, you know, like breakfast teas and that.
Mm.
Some of those, if you find the right one, like some of them do taste very thin, like you say. Sort of, I don't particularly like Thai Fu. I think that's quite a thin tea.
Yeah.
But I seem to give it a plug every single time, even though they ignored my emails when I asked them to send me some. My favourite tea is a tea called Smuggler's Brew, which is a Cornish tea. And it is delicious. And it sort of, it tastes a little bit like Yorkshire tea, but with a sort of a slightly more floral hint to it without being sort of too floral. And it's just delicious, yeah. And it's like, and that tastes a little bit thicker.
Can I ask you a question? You might have already covered this on the other 24 episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
What, like, was there a point where you were like, I think I'm quite into tea? Because you're quite into tea.
Yeah, well, that's sort of why I started this, because I wanted to be into tea. So I don't really like beer. Well, I'd say I don't really like beer. I don't like beer.
Me neither. I think it's horrible.
Yeah, isn't it?
Doesn't taste nice, does it?
No, not at all. And for my mate stag do a couple of years ago, we went to the Brussels Beer Festival. And we're just walking around and I was just going up to every stall, just like, have you got anything other than beer? That, no, of course not. But then I found one guy and he said, what do you like? I said, I like cider. And he said, right, try this. And he gave me, he said, this is the closest that you'll get to cider. And then after that, go to this store and try this, go to this store and try this. And it was like, it was just sort of fruity beers that were easing my way into beer. And
I like beers that don't taste like beer. Do you know, like, where you get like a strawberry beer?
Yeah.
Or like they do this, a lovely cherry beer. Like, you know, those ones where you go, this tastes fuck all like beer. I love it.
That's exactly what it was. And there were some of them that were, you know how in like a tequila sunrise, you get the colour change. There was one that was like mango on the bottom and cherry on the top. And it was it was like sort of orange with red on top. It's great.
Sounds like a naughty J2O.
Yeah. That's what it tasted like. I was running around excited like a child, as I would be on J2O.
So growing up, did you drink tea as a kid?
No.
Not even like would you ever have like a normal brew?
No, I started in my teens, I think.
Yeah. As we all do on the park.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was quite old when I got into tea. And even then, like, I basically in my parents' house, like, we just drank a lot of tea.
Different teas or just standard?
No, just like PG Tips or Yorkshire for 20 odd years, however long it was. Yeah, always just the same tea. And it was, it was good. But then, like everyone's sort of drinking interesting craft beers and all that sort of thing. Or people have started to talk about like artisan coffees. And I'm just there going, I've got Yorkshire tea. That's quite good. And then I just sort of, I decided I wanted to try more. Because I went to a friend's party and like, I wasn't drinking. I was driving and got no interest in drugs or the like. So my mate said, and I was like, have you got a tea? And he was like, oh, we haven't got any milk. We've only got whatever it was, something horrible. And I was like, oh. He said, do you want a green tea? And I was like, I've never had a green tea. And he said, here you are. And gave me a green, and it was all right. And then I thought, I bet there's other teas that are nice. And here we are. So I just wanted to start a podcast where I was sort of trying new teas as a reason to drink tea.
Because I think the thing that I love about, I was thinking about this, because when you sent the tea bags, I thought, like, what is it that I like about tea? And I think it's not even the tea bit, it's the sort of the tradition of, like, you know, say if you were to have like an afternoon tea, or if you were to, like, when me and my girlfriend moved into here, we did it about 3 days where we'd get a teapot and do this and put that, get the sugar out and the milk. And I quite like the sort of, what's the word for it? Like the...
I know what you mean. The ceremony?
The ceremony of tea.
Yeah.
I just really like it all sort of being, I guess how they used to do in the olden days where, because they had nothing else to do because they didn't have Netflix. So they'd like get a saucer out and I love all that bit of it. It feels, I don't know, without sounding too Brexit, it feels very British.
Well, that was the other thing as well, because I was watching a lot of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and I was watching that and thinking, I want to do like the quintessentially British version of that. And what is that if not drinking different teas with comedians?
Yeah.
So here we are. Yeah.
Do you with tea, like, I don't know whether you're allowed with like grown-up teas. Do you ever go for a biscuit?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's one of my, I've got some tea emergency questions. And that is, oh,
okay.
Yeah, that is one of them is do you dip a biscuit? And if so, what biscuit? I do. I've got some Asda's own chocolate hobnobs in my my cupboard, which are very good. So, yeah.
Are they just as good as... Because I haven't had a hobnob for a bit. My girlfriend loves a rich tea, so they're usually the ones that... Like, I think they're only good for dunking.
Yeah.
I think they're a bit rubbish on their own. But my new favourite thing to have with a cup of tea is... And I sound so middle class, my dad would disown me. Is a chocolate-covered rice cake.
Oh.
Oh boy, it's so good.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say at all.
Because it sort of feels healthy again, but it's delicious.
Yeah, but like on the whole, is it not just chocolate and bland?
It's more chocolate than bland.
Is it?
Like you get the texture it's a bit crunchy, but it's just really chocolate. Basically what I'm saying is I really like chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you considered just dunking a dairy milk?
Well, this is what I do. Oh, God. Do you know sometimes when you can hear yourself speaking and you go, sure. I love putting like, do you know when you can get like a bag of Maltesers or something or whatever, or some chocolate buttons?
Yeah.
Putting it in my mouth and then drinking the tea while it's in my mouth. So it helps. Oh, God, I need to get a life.
Have you seen those... They were like Coco Pop straws so they were like, they were designed, you drink your milk from your breakfast with them, but
okay.
the straws are made of like Coco Pops chocolate, whatever. So as okay. you're drinking, it turns the milk into chocolate milk.
Well, what I...
Have you considered that?
I'm going to get some.
Yeah.
Or you could do it with Milky Way crispy straws.
Yeah.
Kinder Bueno. Is biting the end off each corner off a penguin. Have you done that before?
No.
This is going to change your life, especially if you like penguins and chocolate. So you unwrap your penguin. I'm going to hold this up. And then you'd bite this bit off here
yeah.
and that bit off there. And then you would dunk it in and you suck it through like a straw and it melts all the middle.
No way.
And then you chuck it in and it's a heart attack waiting to happen.
That's insane. Because I mean, I've got a mint tea here, and I've got mint penguins in my fridge.
I'd suggest you should get one.
Shall I do it now?
Go and get one now.
Right.
I'll talk away.
Yeah, you keep chatting.
I'll advertise some tea.
Yeah,
I'll tell a story about my next door neighbour, my old next door neighbour.
I didn't hear that.
Go.
Oh right.
Go. Just go. Go. Hello everyone. So Si has gone to get a penguin, and I've got to fill some time now. My next door neighbour, this is like story time, it's like Jack and Ori. My next door neighbour, oh, that was so quick. That was so quick. I was about to fill some time by saying about how one thing I used to love is my old next door neighbour, a man called Pravin, used to, every morning he would stand outside the house and he would pour the tea onto a saucer and drink it from the saucer.
Oh, yeah, that's a sort of an antiquated way of drinking tea.
I loved it. I thought it was weird at the time, but now I thought, you know what, fair play.
Yeah, that's how people used to do it, because they'd put like the cup on the saucer and then sort of shake it about until, and then just drink it from that.
I wonder why.
Oh, they're fucking idiots. I would think it's the only excuse. Yeah, it's weird. I've seen it on TV. I've never tried it because, I don't have saucers. Because it's...
See, I do.
It's 2020. Do you?
Look, let me... Well, let's do this penguin.
Go
and
on.
Then I'll show you a gift that I bought for my girlfriend.
Do you want... Let's do this quickly. What do penguins wear to the beach?
Bikinis?
Exactly right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes!
Did you work for Penguin? Did you write these?
that's what I've had to do with lockdown.
We've all got to... We've got to find ways of surviving.
I mean, this is going to change your life. Your fiance will be... You can have it as your own. Tell her you made it up.
I will.
I mean, I don't know what it'll be like through just normal mint tea, but I reckon it's going to be good.
Well,
so then you suck it through.
Yeah.
So you don't...
Oh, my.
Is it good?
Yeah.
And then, this is the fun bit, is throw the rest of it all in your mouth.
What, the penguin?
The whole penguin.
Hmm.
Oh. Is it all melted inside?
Hmm.
It's really good, isn't it?
Oh, that's really caught me off guard. That just, I thought that was going to be really difficult. That, oh my word. I mean, I've made a mess. Yeah. Well, that's incredible.
I'm so chuffed that I got to experience you do that for the first time. I probably learned that when I was about 9.
Really? Wow. That's amazing. It's do you have diabetes or?
Yes, I do. And this will be the last podcast I ever do. Yeah, let me show you these. I'm quite pleased with them. One sec.
I feel like I should have a little story to tell now that Brennan's gone, but I haven't. I'm going to see if he drinks tea from a saucer. I'm going to talk him into it. I wonder if he can hear me.
So, this is not very good podcast etiquette, is it? Where we just keep walking off.
Yeah, but... no, it's cool. I carried on talking, so it's fine.
So, I found these, which is like an old vintage... I'm not quite sure what it's made of or what colour it is, but they're like...
It's like a rose gold, I would...
Yeah, but they're from the 50s. I just bought them on Facebook Marketplace off a woman in Preston.
Oh, they're really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I got lots of points for buying them as a gift.
Nice.
But do you know when, like things are too... like I've got some... We've got a few different bits, but do you know when some bits are too nice, when you go like, feels a bit of a shame to use that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to drink out of.
Well,
then no one ever sees them.
Yeah. I was going to suggest that you drink tea from that saucer, but...
I'll have a tea in this.
I was going to say, I saw it and then thought, I don't want to... It's too nice.
Let's do it. But I'm going to make a new tea then. I'm going to walk off again.
Yeah.
But people on the podcast don't need to know that.
No, right. I'll let
you choose. One second. So, you sent me a digest one.
Oh, yeah.
A matcha one.
Oh, yeah.
And a beetroot one.
Ooh, well, I nearly had the beetroot one myself on this podcast. I really like that one.
I'm going to try that then.
Yeah, go on.
Right. Give me a second.
All right.
Morning. Just doing a podcast about tea.
Hey,
yeah. Say hello.
Hello.
Morning.
What? You can't hear me.
It smells like a senna, like a laxative. What is it?
Beetroot with ginger and orange.
You're going to hate that.
Oh, I'm going to leave all of this in. That's amazing.
Not me.
Yeah, do what you want. My girlfriend's now asking, she's like, am I allowed to make a coffee? And we're like, yeah, you live here. I mean, it's sort of sacrilege on a podcast about tea where you're just in the background making a Nescafe. Right. How long should I leave it in for, do you reckon?
I believe they suggest 3 minutes plus. I actually, with those ones, I actually just leave the bag in.
Maybe that's where I'm going wrong then, because if I was to make whenever I've tried a green tea, I just pop it in and throw it back out. So maybe that's why it tastes like shit.
Yeah, they need longer to brew than, than a standard tea bag.
Right, I'm going to leave it in then, and maybe I've just been doing tea wrong.
Yeah, I've got the bag still in this, because they say 3+ minutes, and they don't specify to actually take it out. They just say 3+.
I went to this place in Manchester where you get given... I imagine it happens in other places as well. It's the only place I've ever seen it. It's this lovely little place called Teacup, where you get given sand timers.
Oh, okay.
So they bring out, 3 sand timers, and then they go, okay, so you'll... pour your water in now, turn over this one.
Yeah.
And when that's got to the bottom.
I've seen something amazing.
What have you seen? Come on, why not? This is my girlfriend Dylan, by the way.
Hello.
I've seen something amazing in Amsterdam. It's like a teapot with a timer in it. So like the tea's on top in the water. And then when it's ready, it goes into the pot.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's all I know. That's all I know.
That's incredible.
That was in Amsterdam, so it might not be real.
Oh, by the way...
It's great, the little sand timers.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. I heard the conversation that you were having, by the way, and I'm leaving it in because that was amazing. Where she Fine. Asked, she asked what tea you had. You told her, and she said, "You'll hate that."
But it smells lovely, though.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It smells more orangey than anything.
Yeah, it's got quite a quite an orangey tinge to it.
Because have you like the sand timers in this made up fucking teapot from Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Have you like come across any like faddy like tea type things or things where you're like, oh, that's quite inventive?
No, the best thing that I've seen was I was doing a gig in Canterbury a few years ago, and the tea bags that they had, which, and this isn't a new invention, I'd just not seen it before. They were loose leaf tea bags where sort of, you know, with have you seen much loose leaf tea?
Yeah, I've seen it when because I love an afternoon tea, so that's what they bring out.
So they like they do that through strainers and all that sort of thing. Mm. These loose leaf tea bags, they like hook over the top of the cup, but then they've just got an open part of the bag itself, like the top of it's open, and then you just pour the tea, like the tea leaves, in there.
So what's the hook? Is it like a little plastic hook or something?
I don't know. I think maybe it was tied onto the handle or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like what you would do, you know, if you were going fishing, what you would put your fish in when you caught it. Like a little basket that you put in the
Oh yeah, canal. yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah, it's good. So like kind of instead of making a full pot of like loose leaf tea or whatever, you're having like an individual cup. But it's really good.
How do they do you rip open the top or something?
No, the top's just open. Like it's sort of permanently open. So it's potentially reusable,
I get it.
But
so the bags and the loose leaf tea are two separate things, and then you put the loose leaves in the thing.
Yeah,
put it in.
Yeah, so you can create your own flavours and stuff in a tea bag. Otherwise, if the top was closed, that would just be tea rather than...
It's just normal, yeah. It's just normal tea.
Yeah, so that's quite good.
Have you found that speaking to, I guess, well, this will be 25 people that tell jokes, that most people are...
Some are musicians.
Are into it, or are they, as everyone sort of like, no, I quite like just breakfast tea?
Well, I've had some people come on and... you know, like they're sort of, they've been long friends of mine or whatever, and they've just gone, oh, I don't like tea. Oh, great, yeah.
So great, let's fill this hour.
Yeah, so the most we'll talk about tea is about 2 minutes in the middle of the podcast, and they go, yeah, this is and just carry on. And
because I've got some friends who just don't drink hot drinks. They just don't like them.
Yeah, I know people like that.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, it's wrong. It's what it is.
It's just very hard to trust it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're not. How do they live? I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think what happened?
Yeah. Who hurt you? Now.
Right. I'm going to try this tea.
Yeah. Go on. I've also got to ask. How did your girlfriend look superimposed? Because you look like you're really there. She did not.
I don't know. Actually. It's maybe because she's got a bit more life in her than I have today. But I'm just a bit like, and she's for once quite sprightly.
Yeah. The listeners aren't going to know what I'm talking about, but it was a really surreal moment where she's talking about a fictional teapot, being a fictional woman herself.
I mean, it could have just been me, but I might be very good at impressions. Maybe that's how I've been spending my lockdown.
Yeah.
Right, this is... It's not awful. It's not. It's... Do you know what it's like? Weak Robinson squash.
Okay.
But like... And then with a little aftertaste of... Ooh, like sort of it just tastes a bit more grown up afterwards. Like I don't hate it. I reckon it could do with a sugar in it.
leave it to brew for a little while longer.
Yeah. I'll do like podcast number 28 and I'll be like, it's still in there, and I'll be like, it's delicious now.
Yeah, well, just microwave it occasionally.
yeah
classic. Would you microwave tea?
No, I hate it. My superimposed girlfriend does. He said it looked like, how did you look superimposed on the picture? But I look normal. And my dad's here now as well. Everyone's bloody here.
It's because I'm a hologram.
Yeah.
I mean, this has turned into absolute chaos. You're right.
Are you?
My dad's had a haircut and everything.
Oh, really?
I don't know how, because salons aren't open yet.
Tastes like
Barocca.
I mean, this has got turned into not a podcast. This
tastes like
into
a Barocca.
It does taste a bit like Barocca. What were we just talking about?
Your dad's haircut.
Before that, I'm like, oh, there's my dad. Fucking hell. Do you want to see my dog as well? My brother might turn up in a minute.
I'd love to see your dog.
Oh, where is she?
Come here. She'll probably look superimposed as well. Oh, good. There she is.
Hello.
This is Scruff. I mean, people listening won't know what's going on.
No.
It's a small dog. She's a multi-poo, and she looks like a Scruff.
A so multi-poo? Scruff.
Yeah. Half Maltese, half toy poodle.
Oh. I like it.
Try this.
Let's multi-poo. That's a nickname that my fiancé gave me.
It's not genuine, is it?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, that would have been brilliant. So how long have you been engaged for?
Since December.
Do you think there'll be a tea part to the wedding?
No, probably not. No, I don't know, maybe. You never know. I might try and bring something. Actually, we went to view the venue a while ago and they took us on tours around all the rooms, and all of the rooms have got little boxes in with, like, you know when you go to a hotel and they've just got like sort of three packets of like Tetley's tea bags or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they
have the wooden Twinings one?
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
I've seen them before and like I thought about getting one. I think they're quite expensive, but they look so good, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but they had one in every single room. And I was just so excited.
I think maybe you should do a toast with tea.
Yeah. I could... there's a massive room for the wedding breakfast. It's like a really long sort of banquet table. It sounds sort of... It's just a big wooden table. But I reckon I might just set up podcast gear and record something in the morning.
We're
all drinking Twinings. Yeah. Although I imagine my fiance could probably hear me saying this and she's thinking, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, she's like, you don't get any say in any of this.
No, I imagine she'll hit me. So now I saw, because I don't normally do research on guests. I do occasionally, but I mean, I think it's safe to say that you and I don't know each other that well, if at all.
I mean, we do now over the past 45 minutes.
Absolutely. We're basically best friends. But I was doing some looking at stuff because I always write down social links because I'll put it in the podcast description as well. And
yeah.
So you've only just moved into your house.
Yeah, during lockdown.
Yeah. How was that?
So it's, I'd say, stressful and soul-destroying because we moved in because I was renting and got this place. So we've been doing it up for a couple of months. But then just to move in and go, oh, fuck, like half it's done, half it's not done. And then there's just like, you know, you try and make one bit look okay and it means another bit looks awful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's just like people turning up to do jobs.
Yeah.
Like someone plastered a bit yesterday and like my dad's turned up with a toolkit now. Like it's that type of thing. So it feels like we've moved in, but not properly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like we've got all the bits and bobs that like we can live quite normally, but it just feels like we need like a grand opening where we cut like a ribbon or have a house party or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's all. I mean, I would suggest that maybe you should have had the house party before you moved in during lockdown. That's where you've gone wrong. Because you want to have a house party before you do everything up. Because once it's all finished, you don't want people to touch anything.
And, no, well, you like, oh, like putting coasters down or being like the new glasses will be broken. So maybe we might just have to treat it like a museum and be like, don't touch anything, bring your own stuff, stand outside.
Yeah.
Shoes off.
Yeah.
I think we've decided.
Maybe lockdown is the perfect time to do it. You just get people to stand outside.
Yeah. Just bring them in one at a time. Yeah. I think we've even decided, and I'm sort of a bit ashamed to say, is that we decided it's a shoes off household.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mine
do you
is.
Know what I mean? Like, we never were growing up. Like, my mum would be like, get your shoes off, but you didn't. It's now shoes. I think we've got shoes off house. I basically turned middle class, and I can't decide whether I'm happy about it or not.
Oh, absolutely. I have that argument with myself quite regularly.
I mean, you did get a kayak for your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you fully well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been playing a bit of golf recently as well. It's really.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I've just dived in head first. Yeah. But like, I'll do so whilst.
Someone's knocking at the door. I don't know if you heard that. Someone's knocking. I feel like I'm in Noel Edmonds' house party. What the fuck's coming out? I'm trying to be a serious artist there. I think it might be a delivery.
Ah.
Shampoo.
Some shampoo, great.
Sure.
Shampoo delivery.
Yeah, fair enough. Is it good shampoo? Great.
I don't know. What? Is it a good shampoo?
No, this is why they've sent me some freebies, because the first one I bought was awful.
Oh, they're free.
Ah. Ah, well,
it's free
good.
Shampoo, so fingers crossed it'll be it'll be good.
Best
I might
of
do
luck.
A shampoo podcast. Have you had this problem with any other guest where, or have they put themselves away in a room where it's been fine?
Well, funnily enough, generally it's been all right. There's been sort of some interruptions. Like I was recording with Damo Clark a little while ago, and
he's like the nicest man ever.
He's the nicest man ever. He really is. But he was recording just on his phone, so he's just walking around his house, and like his wife and small child were watching Netflix in the background as he's wandering around. So yeah, and El Baldino, a bird flew in to his into the room that he was in while he was recording, right near the end. And
I'll top that.
Got trapped in a window.
First night or two that we'd moved into the house, it's got like an actual chimney breast, and then they're behind the like the headboard of the bed is the chimney breast.
Oh yeah.
And we thought a rat had got into the house or something and got under the bed. We checked all that. It wasn't. I think it was a bird has fallen down the chimney breast.
Yeah.
And was basically scratching for its life. Quite horrific. This for a nice tea podcast.
Yeah.
But. We just had no way of getting it, so we just had to let it die. So there's a dead bird behind our head.
Yeah.
And then about a week later, another one fell down.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get little sort of covers for your chimney.
Probably should sort that out before we've got a family of dead birds.
I think they generally have them, but sometimes they fall off, like they just degrade over time. My parents' house had that, and we had a couple of times, like a blackbird. Down chimney.
I'll tell you what, by the way. Leaving this in here for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It is quite nice.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. I remember
it's cold and I once took a penguin through it, but...
Well, that was the weird thing about having that penguin was the penguin was cold. And so, like, I'm sort of sucking this mint tea through it.
Yeah.
And it's delicious, but it confused me that it immediately came out cold. And then, obviously, the penguin also melted, which was insane. I'm so happy that happened.
That's my birthday gift. An early birthday gift.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I sent you tea, so you're...
That's all right. My birthday's in February, but I'm still quite happy with it.
Yeah. I'm sorry I missed it.
That's all right. You got it early. We didn't know each other then.
Yes.
So if anything, you were quite ahead of the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's I'm known for that. I'm not. That's right. What did I learn from my research? What is the vessel?
Oh, awful. I take that.
Is it really?
So I used to do acting. Excuse me. My girlfriend's laughing like, yeah, you did.
Hasn't that like not come out yet?
It was, no, well, it'll never come out. It was so bad.
Oh, really?
So I did a film, like a shit horror film, where some people went on a boat trip or something and everyone basically gets killed off one by one.
Yeah.
And we had to go out into the middle of the channel.
Christ.
And I didn't realise that when they dropped the anchor on this old boat... That when they turn off the engine, they can't heat the boat.
Oh.
And we were on it for about a week, and it was fucking free, like the coldest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, this is how cold it was. I remember one day, I was that cold that I was eating some tomato soup, and I was crying into it.
Oh, man.
Because we couldn't go anywhere either. We couldn't get off.
Yeah.
Like at that time, I was quite new as well. I was quite like, because I went to drama school, I was like fresh out of drama school. So I probably would have still put up with it. But, you know, if there's the opportunity to go and get a bloody McDonald's or something or be in a hotel that's warm, it was so cold. And I had those things. Do you know when you go camping where you crack them and they go warm?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'd have them and I'd get so cold throughout the night that I would set alarms so I could crack a new one.
Yeah.
And just hold it. It was, I'm going to say, the worst job I've ever had.
Yeah, that sounds pretty horrendous.
And it'll never come out. Thank God. It was so bad.
Yeah. So that was a long time ago, was it?
Yeah, it was probably about 11 years ago, I reckon.
Oh, right. Oh, just the only reason I brought it up was because it's...
Because it's still to come out on IMDb.
Well, yeah, it's on the top of your list as in post-production.
It's so post. It's gone so far that it will never...
Like the producers, are they watching it back going, stop it. just stop.
No, I think they were probably quite pleased with it.
Yeah.
It was rubbish.
Maybe, hopefully, they just watch it at home every now and then. Thinking, just...
I don't even think they've got the foot. I think they've probably... It's been clogging up their computer and they've probably gone, oh, I need to get rid of 2 gigs. Delete.
Yeah.
And they've just got rid of it.
Yeah. Or they just realise that they forgot to record anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic. Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. So, and you're in another film. Well, You've been in a couple of films, right? Because there was something.
I've been in some bits and bobs, yeah.
There was
something. Like some.
What was it? I can't remember what. I should have written it down. I've written some of them down. But like you're in... your character was called Dexy, but the cast huge.
So I was in this film called Soul Boy. It was my first job out of drama school.
Oh, cool.
Where it was all set in the 70s about Northern Soul dancing and Wigan Casino, which was huge. But the cast was sort of massive, but it was like lots of people on there. I guess they were on their way up.
Yeah.
But like it's got some brilliant people in it. Some people who we still speak to today were like just genuinely, it was one of the best experiences.
Yeah.
I lived in Stoke for 3 months and I had to learn how to dance. And then weirdly enough, my girlfriend's mum is really into Northern Soul. And she was telling me about Northern Soul and she goes, oh, you've got to watch this film.
It's called
Soul
funny.
Boy. And I said, I'm in it. And she went, as what? And I was like, oh, I'm in this. And she was like, oh, but she didn't like this is like a year into a relationship. She didn't realize.
So
I really made a good impact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Well, as long as you enjoyed yourself, that's all that matters.
I had a lovely time.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know why I'm going on about it. I don't, like I say, I don't normally go into people's. I had one of my favourite musicians on this a little while ago, and I had to really just refrain from going. And I like it when you did this song. And
who's the person?
A guy called Jamie Lenman. It's in a band called Reuben.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
No.
They were.
But I'm going to check them out.
Yeah, they were big in like the early 2000s.
Great.
Yeah.
Were you a bit nervous?
I've met him before.
Okay.
Yeah, I've met him a few times before, like my mate's wedding and stuff. And like we've just chatted casually a couple of times. But the first time I met him, I was so drunk at my mate's wedding that at the end of the night, I finally plucked up the courage to go and talk to him. And I basically just told him I loved him. It's very similar to the gift that you sent me just before we started.
I mean, it's taken me years to say that.
Yeah.
And I even spelt it wrong. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Livid. I mean, that was how I pronounced it as well. Okay. Yeah. But thankfully, it sort of went the other way with it because the second time I met him, he was very drunk and gave me a really, really bad joke and said, you could use that. That's not right. No. Yeah. Good.
No,
thanks, man.
No one's ever been able to use a joke where someone's ended it with, you can use that.
Yeah. That's universally true.
Yeah.
what's three in a bed?
Pretty bad as well.
Was it?
Like with all the the problem with acting is if you do a bad gig, you just do a bad gig. Like, do you know, say if you have to drive to Hull and you do a bad gig,
that's
a bad gig, isn't it? But if you do a bad film,
that's
it exists forever.
Yeah. Because like so even if you do a bad gig and it's filmed, for instance, I am told that Nick Helm, when he did his Live at the Apollo, half of the audience just walked out. But they edited that and it looks great. So like, at least they'll edit it and it'll look great. But a bad film's a bad film.
Yeah, it was fine. I think the storyline was a bit ropey. It was about a family of siblings. And I played a boy who was coming to terms with his sexuality. And it was heavily, heavily led by that. But I wanted to be a musician or something like that.
Right.
So it was a bit mixed up. But like, again, when you're fresh out of drama school, you're like, I'll do anything. But I'll do anything.
Yeah, well, you did the vessel.
I did do the vessel.
Yeah.
And I did do Three in a Bed. I'm trying to think if there's any... And I probably did a shitty play. Like, it's a rule of three where it's like, I've done those three shitty jobs.
Yeah.
I can live with that because I was lucky enough to do some nice ones.
Yeah. But at least a shitty play, again, that it's not recorded.
Exactly.
Yeah. Someone's probably got a cast recording somewhere, but it's not going on the internet, is it? So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm basically a little bit ahead of you, I think, on sort of the house and that, because I bought my house with my fiancé in August.
Yeah.
So, same as you, we just went straight in and immediately painted the living room. Like, we could sort of live in it. We lived in it for about a week and a half and then just rip the whole place apart.
Well, yeah, we had to like rip everything out, literally back to the brick because it was so... The house is like 125 years old.
Oh, wow.
So we had to like do some proper sorting.
Yeah. Yeah, my house is like 40 years old, so it's not that bad.
Still got like... It's like even I imagine moving into a new build, there's always something to do in there. There's always like a wall to build.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'll paint even, sorry.
Well, there's quite a few things like in this place that the guy that owned it before us, I don't know if he just hated DIY or what, but like a lot of it was like he put up a curtain rail and put roll plugs in for some of the screws and then just drilled straight into the wall for the other ones. So like I came to replace it and I was thinking like, oh, I'll just go straight into the old holes and then, oh no, that's not going to work at all. So I've had to redo a lot basically and rebuild parts of the house that he's f***ed up. So
at least you've had the time to do it.
Yeah.
That's what people keep saying to me and I go, I'd rather have earned the money and paid someone else to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because, well, yeah, when you're doing a job and you're not as good at it as a professional, it gets really depressing at a point.
And yeah. You start to guess the amount of YouTube tutorials I've watched where you go, well, that looks easy.
Yeah.
And then about 10 minutes into it, you go, f*** this. We tried to tile a bathroom.
Oh, dear.
The day after a tiler was here.
Yeah. I've got very basic experience in, like, so I used to be a labourer. And so, like, I've done sort of bits of tiling and like siliconing and things like that. And
yeah,
so I could do some stuff, but yeah, that we had a kitchen refitted, and I was looking at the tiles and I was like, no. And I got my mate round to fit the kitchen, and he said, "Do you want me to do tiles as well?" I was like, "Yes, I do, very much
yeah,
so."
Definitely.
Yeah, there's certain jobs that, like, there's out the front we've got like fascia, sort of like wooden fascia on a bit of it. And some of it's coming off, and I was looking at it, and I was like, I could fix that, but I'd also have to get a ladder, and I've got to paint it as well. And then we just said, it's probably not going to cost that much to get someone around to do it. So
yeah, just get someone to do it.
Just sod it. Like, I've been furloughed, so I'm still earning. And
great.
And my fiance works from home anyway, so she's literally.
So it's just sort of like, you basically have to spend a bit more time with each other. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we worked it out the other day, because yesterday was obviously day 100 of lockdown. So that's like 2,400 hours plus a few more. We worked out we've probably spent about 2,350 hours together, if not more.
Jesus
Which
Christ.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone's feeling it now as well. Everyone's like, oh, I just want to kill them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's like, because we said, you know, no matter what happens, we'll survive marriage, because it can't be harder than this.
Totally. Totally.
We've done all right. We've come through the other side of the annoyance, I think. But we're starting to get on each other's nerves a little bit again now. I feel really sorry for her because I'm intolerable. But what can you do?
She made her choice. She has to live with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's made her bed. How was your life at the Apollo? You were on that, right?
Yeah, it was literally like one of the best days ever.
Is it?
But I made sure it was going to be one of the best days ever. Like, I was like really prepared for it. And I'd played that room a few times before on tour supports.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, that's cool. I can do the gig. And then just made sure that like all my family and friends were going to come along. But I made sure that they weren't going to bother me that day to be like, my parents came up, I didn't want to be like, what's the Northern Line? What's the Circle Line?
Yeah.
So I brought my brother along as well so he could look after them. Nice. I just had a lovely day. It was really good fun.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, that's
good. Also one of those moments where you go, oh, that was worth driving around the country for no money and crying a lot and missing friends' weddings and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've all done it. Yeah. I've just agreed to do a preview in Cornwall. Like in February or something. So,
is this for a brand new Edinburgh show?
Well, I don't. Yeah, probably. I'm probably just gonna. Yeah. I'm just gonna write something. I've not got it in mind yet. Like I had a show that I was considering doing this year that I wrote for last year, but basically I bought my house last year, so it couldn't happen. I'm due to have some surgery on my eye, which has been an ongoing thing for 2.5 years now.
Mm.
But incidentally. Oh, so I can't remember. Oh, you were saying the first gigs out of lockdown are going to be ropey.
Yeah.
I had surgery on my eye, 2.5 years ago. And 4 days later, I did a preview, now I sort of take to general anaesthetic quite well. I think you would say it's that way round, in that it just hits me really, really hard. So 4 days later, I was, no, 3 days later, it was on the Sunday. I had it on the Friday. 2 days later. Yeah, 2 days later. My mate drove me there and he was just doing 10 sort of in the opening section. And I previewed and it was loose.
So, I mean, we've all done them. I remember a couple of years ago and it was the 21st of July and my agent came to watch a preview and I'd done maybe three or four. And I usually do about 30, 40.
Yeah.
And it was about an hour and 40 minutes, and it was shit. And my agent came in and said, we might have to try and cancel your Edinburgh. And luckily, I worked for the week running up to it and then a few days into Edinburgh, and it turned out to be a nice show. But it's the panic of it. And that's what's one of the lovely things about lockdown is that we don't have that panic of going, fuck, August is coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it certainly changed minds and lives, I would say. Have you, so were you in Edinburgh this year?
Was it going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd done how many years? 3 years of solo shows and then I had a year off. And it felt quite daunting to go back, to be like, oh God, what's it going to be like?
Yeah, yeah. So you
were essentially 2 years since you were in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. Had you written the show?
No, I had some ideas in mind, but I never got... I went to Australia to do some previews.
Oh, okay.
So it was like half old, half new. And then I was just sort of trying to figure out what it was, really.
Yeah.
But I've definitely pressed pause on that button. I've not been like... Yeah. And I'm going to carry on with that momentum.
Have you planned anything for, like, were you going to tour it?
Yeah, I was probably going to tour it in the spring, but now all the other tours have been pushed back to then.
Right.
So hopefully what I might do is try and do a tour before Edinburgh and then go to Edinburgh. So then it's done.
Oh, okay. So with a new show?
Yeah, with a new show. I don't know what show, but
yeah,
it'll be something.
I mean, that's... I'm getting my head around the process. So it's going to be backwards to what it normally would be.
Yeah, because I think Edinburgh is a nice place to end it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes
sense. It seems a bit weird to go, right, I've done a big arts festival, and you go, right, well, in spring next year, I'm going to tour it around arts theatres in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds quite nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people get into a loop of, like, it should be this way, it should be that, and you go, nah, just do it how you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite nice. Because the show that I wrote last year, I was thinking of, like, it basically didn't end up doing a great deal with it. It was quite good. I did it at, like, a couple of sort of smaller festivals and that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I didn't end up taking it to Edinburgh. But I just thought, like, I'll just... the poster was f***ing wicked as well. It was really good. But I've lost track of what I was saying.
What you were thinking of doing with it?
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking of just, like, taking it on a little tour in the back room of pubs.
Do it.
But
that's what I did on my first in 2016 after I'd been nominated. I was like, oh, it seems a shame just to end this. So I just booked a tiny little tour on my own and then it just went well. So it carried on.
Yeah. Nice.
I think if you want to do it, just go like, that's it. I'm just going to try it. What's the worst that can happen? You lose a bit of time.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah. Cool. All right. Fine. I will. I'll do it. And if it goes wrong, it's your fault.
Good. And I hope it does.
Yeah. That'll go on the poster. This is Brennan Reese's fault. So I'm just, yeah, I think I'm just going to write a new show for next year. I've already got the title for two other shows. What was annoying was I almost wrote a new show for this year because obviously I had surgery on my eye. So this would have been the perfect year for, you know, it's 2020. It's a year about show about vision.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then I think also a lot of people were doing that. But mine was literally...
Next year, you could call it 2020 plus one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that could work. Well, I was going to call it... Obviously, my name is Cy, so I was going to call it Cyclops.
Brilliant. It's great.
Yeah. I've only got one eye that works properly, so... Yeah.
Call it that. That's a great one.
I think I will. But the problem is I've compiled a lot of material for that, but I don't think it's enough. So I think it's more of just a part of a show. So I don't know. We'll see.
Just keep writing about it. Like, write. And by the time it comes around next year, you'll have enough stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen some shows based on one story and it's not really a story.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. All right, I'll do it. Yeah, I can. I mean, conversationally, I go on tangents anyway. So yeah,
yeah,
it'll be fine.
That's all good shows are.
Yeah. It's one big tangent. Nice. Right. So what is your go-to tea? Sorry to this. I've just jumped straight. Did I finish asking? No, you've not written a show. You're writing it.
Yeah, I'll write one.
And I'll be your tour support. So
great. Okay.
Cool.
Sorted.
Done.
What is my go-to tea? I think it's Yorkshire tea.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think it's, and I shouldn't say I'm from Lancashire because in the past we should be arguing with each other, but no, it's just nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Let bygones be bygones. It's important that we unite as people. Yeah, Yorkshire is good. Yorkshire used to be my favourite until I had Smuggler's Brew, which if you ever have the opportunity to try, it tastes like Yorkshire.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it tastes like Yorkshire, but like a little bit different. Oh, do you know what's annoying is... Because I kept banging on about it for so long, my fiance bought me one of those like catering bags. So I've got like 1,100 tea bags and I've drunk as much as I can, but I'm running out of time. I might just send you some. It's really good.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'll just come in a sandwich bag, but it's nice.
It's fine. People think it's a drug deal. It's fine.
Yeah. I've got your address now. I'm just going to... is that weird? I just send you gifts now and then.
Just turn up with it. Turn up with that. Kayak your way here.
Yeah, up the English canals.
Yeah.
Great. It's a hell of a plan. Right, now here's the thing. So you are, from my extensive research, I have found that you are 2 years younger than me. So you're sort of...
33.
I'm 35 this month, so...
Yeah.
So I've found from, that's around the sort of age where people start to drink hot drinks to cool down. Do you do that?
No,
I think it's nonsense.
Not one bit. Maybe it might change. Who knows?
Yeah.
For a hot summer, it might change. But I get it. It's scientific. But it doesn't feel nice to go, I'm roasting.
No, absolutely.
I'm going to have a brew.
Yeah. All I find when I'm hot, if I drink a hot drink, it doesn't level my temperature out. It makes my body sweat in places that I didn't expect to sweat.
But it just doesn't feel right. I have a cold drink. That's what it's for. That's what ice cream's for.
Absolutely. I'm never in the middle of winter thinking, do you know what I want? It's an ice cream.
I mean, I do, but I just love ice cream.
Yeah, no, that's fair, actually. I do too. It's a bad example. What have you been up to? That's normally a conversation I have at the start. But
what have I been up to?
Yeah, obviously doing your house up.
I have been... It feels like I've done nothing, even though I've probably done quite a lot.
Yeah.
Work-wise, it's just so up and down where it's like... I can understand why people get down when they don't get out.
Yeah.
Without sounding serious, but it is one of those things that if you don't get out of the house, you're just going to feel like it's shit in it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it's just a weird one because at the moment there's so many bad things going on and then you go, right, well, I can't even go and do that thing that I like to do for 20 minutes.
Right? Yeah,
go,
yeah.
Oh, I get to release all those endorphins. So it just feels a weird time at the moment where we're just sort of sat around not quite know what we're meant to be doing, so just sort of trying to crack on with the house, really.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, good. Well, yeah, that's it. It's important to keep busy, isn't it? That's the that's the main thing. Yeah, I've certainly, again, not to get too serious, I've had some dark days of late. So, on the whole, I've been doing very well during the lockdown, but just recently, it's sort of it's tough.
It's tough. So, that's what's nice about doing this. Where you go, well, this is fun. This is a bit different.
Absolutely.
I tried a beetroot tea. I taught someone about a penguin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's good. I'm going to write that down, actually. Penguin. that's changed my life. That worked perfectly as well. Because this tea, I should point out as well, whilst giving them a shout out for the from the Clune Tea Company, it's delicious. It's really good. I could have sent you some, really, but I didn't. Well, the reason I didn't. was at the time I was like all the ones that I sent you are already in their own little packets. Whereas these are loose bags. So it would have just been a weird loose bag and you'd have gone, what's this? And in hindsight, I could have explained it, but there you go.
I mean, I'll take anything at this late stage.
Yeah. I'll send you one of those as well. There's some, I'll send you a penguin, some Yorkshire tea and one of those.
Smashing.
Yeah.
I think I've won on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Is this a podcast you can win? I
think I've won. Yes, but you have won. Yeah. No, right. yeah, congratulations. I've written... I've written. That's good. I don't think a lot of people have sort of... It's a weird one, isn't it? Because at the start of it, I think a lot of people were going, this is the time, write all of that stuff. And we started writing that stuff. And now it's sort of gone on for so long that we've gone... relax, we can just relax.
Yeah.
And now I think I've come back out the other side and gone, I need to write again.
I've not done any, and it's that panic of going, shit, I probably should have done everything.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
No, but that's okay, because I'm sure you are, as many other comics, we're busy people, and
we're so busy.
Yeah, and it's important to take a break. And what is this if not one long break?
Yeah, it's just a big summer holidays.
Yeah.
And I am
I thought I'd be loving it. I fucking hate it. It's awful.
Yeah. It's ongoing. It's where's the end? Who knows? Oh, Christ. Let's not get too deep.
We don't want to turn it into a serious podcast.
No, absolutely. Let's talk about farts. Are farts funny? Now, this is a conversation that I've had.
They are. In any situation, I don't care what anyone says, whether you are into political comedy, puns, sketch, they're funny,
absolutely. Yeah, you could be doing a long serious piece on stage. If you fart, that is hilarious,
and if you don't laugh, you might as well end it.
Yeah, it's already over. Yeah, just catch up with yourself. Don't if you don't laugh at a fart, see your therapist. Don't kill yourself. Jesus, I don't know how I'm still managing to make it dark. We're talking about farts, the funniest thing in the world.
It's because we're creeping back into life, aren't we? Like, we go, once we press stop on this podcast, then we go back to normal.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to go in the other room and fart. So I'll just
do that. Yeah. I think, I don't know whether this is something that your listeners would like. I think that's how you should end every podcast.
Just a big fart?
Just one fart.
Yeah. Have you got one? You got one brewing?
I haven't. And also, it feels weird because I'm speaking through a laptop, so I'm not even doing it into a microphone. I'm just doing it at a keyboard.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I think just end it with a fart.
Yeah.
Be brave. Like, try something new.
I'll be honest with you.
And again, if it doesn't go well, if you get any complaints, send them to me.
It's your fault. It's fine. No, I'll be honest with you. I need a poo a little bit, so I can't fart because it might go wrong.
It could go wrong.
And I've got a light coloured sofa, and
and a fiance who might just end it.
And I think both of those things would be over. So I'd best not. Have you got anything to plug?
So I do a roast. This is the thing that I do every week. I do a live roast show.
Okay.
With Hot Water Comedy Club, where people send in pictures of themselves, and you basically just roast them, and that's a bit daft. It's quite dark, but some people love it. So that's quite nice. And then just usual social, so it's at Brennan Rees. So it's BrennanRecE. That's my things.
Cool. All right, I will put those on the podcast description. This will probably come out reasonably soon, like the weekend probably.
Yeah, just send me a link and I'll plug it on my stuff.
Cool. Thanks very much, man. If you think of anything else in the meantime that you want to plug, let me know.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. This has been lovely.
Yeah, it's been really nice. We'll do it again in real life when
yeah, definitely.
Can. Yeah.
Great. Well, enjoy your poo and have a nice kayak.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, man.
Brilliant. Right. Have a lovely day.
I will. You too.
I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. See you later, mate. Bye. So that was Brennan Rees. Very fun episode indeed. I'm sure you will agree. You can find him on social media everywhere. He's at Brennan Rees on everything, as I am at Sides. Please follow us both. And also, don't forget to go and follow at Tea Party Pod. That is the letter T Party Pod. So just at Tea Party Pod. Go and follow that. That's on everything. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can get in touch at teapartypod@gmail.com. Just get in touch to say hello. Let me know if you think farts are funny. I think it's an important conversation to have. And get in touch about anything else. Get in touch if you want to employ me, because I've just been made redundant. And as ever, don't forget to go and drop us some positive reviews on iTunes and give us sort of 5 stars on whatever such things, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget to like and subscribe on everything and share some posts and just subscribe. Tell your friends. Thanks again to Dara Sounds. He's Mike Darry. You can find him on Fiverr. Go and employ him for all of your music needs, because he did the intro and outro music, which you have heard and will hear. Incredible stuff. Incredibly cheap. Lovely guy. Works very well to a brief. So give him a shout if you ever need any sort of jingles or anything of the sort. Lovely stuff. I hope you're well. I'll see you all soon. And well, I'll see you next week with the episode with Jos Norris. It's a really, really enjoyable podcast. It's absolute nonsense and it's great fun. So until then, keep drinking tea, stay safe. See you later. I love you. Bye.